Good evening, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
The theme of this camp is receiving the Word of God.
这次营会的主题是领受神的道。
It is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13.
这是取自帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十三节。
But our first message is taken from Luke chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 18.
我们第一堂的信息是取自路加福音第八章一到十八节。
What we have here is the parable of the sower.
我们这里看到的是那撒种的比喻。
It is similar to the parable spoken by Christ in Matthew chapter 13.
这与 主耶稣基督在马太福音第十三章的你所讲的比喻是相似的
，But it is not the same，
而却不是一样的。
The one in Matthew was spoken by the seaside。
那在马太那里所记载的那个比喻是在海边来传讲的
，And it was probably during the early or the middle part of Christ's ministry。
那很可能是在耶稣开始，或者是他传道，就是一段时中间的时候发生的。
This record of the sower's parable in Luke 8 is probably during the tail end of Christ's ministry.
而在这里路加福音第八章这里所记载的关于耶稣基督所讲的这个比喻很可能是在他传道的末期传讲的。
And so you find that the conclusion of this parable spoken by Christ is with the illustration of the candlelight.
那因此你看到在讲了这一个比喻之后也主耶稣基督用那个灯的比喻来作为结束。
And so therefore, if we look at these two parables, you realize that the Lord Jesus Christ preached this parable probably twice, at least.
那因此当我们来看这两个比喻的时候那我们可以这样说就是主耶稣就是至少传讲这个比喻至少两次。
This parable reveals to us how God wants us to receive His holy word.
这个比喻是神向我们启示，让我们知道说他要我们怎么样的来领受他的道。
It is illustrated by the four different kinds of ground.
那他是用四个不同的土地来描述。
Now, as you can see from the first four verses of Luke chapter 8, who were the people who gathered to listen to this parable?
那因我们在八章的第路加福音八章的第一到第四节，我们看到说，那有哪一些人聚集在哪里来听、来领受这个比喻
？The 12 disciples were with him. Verse 1.
第一节那边我们看到十二个门徒与他同在。
Certain women were there. Verse 2.
第二节，我们刚才说有好些妇女在那里。
One of them was Mary called Magdalene. She was possessed with seven devils, and Jesus healed her.
那其中一位就是称为抹大拉的玛利亚，那她曾经有七个鬼伏在她的身上，那主耶稣为她赶出那些鬼。
Verse 3 tells us there was Joanna, the wife of Cusa.Herod Stewart, as well as Susanna, and many others.
那在第三节又告诉我们说，当中还有一个叫做约亚拿的，那她是希律的家宅古撒的妻子，那还有苏珊娜，还有其他的人。
And verse 4 conclude by telling us much people were gathered together as well.
那第四节又告诉我们说，就是还有许多的人聚集在那里。
So it was a mixture of believers and unbelievers and in between.
那在这里让我们看到说在这个群众当中有一些是信徒一些是非信徒那有一些就是在他们中间的。
How we received the word of God was very important to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们怎么样来领受神的道那这对主耶稣基督来讲是极其重要的。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ used a very common way of farming in those days to illustrate the importance of hearing God's word.
那因此主耶稣基督就用当时候常见的这样的一个情景，就是他们农夫是怎么样的来撒种来做来讲这个比喻。
And so God tells us there are only four ways to hear God's word.
那因此神告诉我们说来听神的道只有四个方式。
Now this is God's perspective of you and me.
那这是从神的角度来观看您你跟我。
He's not talking about our hearing.
他不是在说到说我们所听到的是什么。
He's talking about our reception of God's word.
他是来是说到说我们是怎么样的来领受我们所听到的道。
Because the seed that the sower sown fell on four types of ground.
因为那撒种的他所撒的种子落在四种不同的土地上。
And these four types of ground will describe the four types of hearts that we have.
而这四种的土地就描述我们所持有的四种的不同的心态。
And so as we begin this camp with the theme receiving God's word, God says, find out what kind of heart you have through this camp.
因此在这营会的开始，那我们的主题是说要领受神的道，那神告诉我们，神要我们来查验自己，到底我们是用什么样的心态来领受他的道。
Now you know because we can't see the heart, it is not for me to evaluate what kind of heart you have.
你也知道这我没有办法看入你的内心，知道说你是怎么样本来领受，那你知道这一点。
It is for each and every one of us throughout this camp to ask ourselves before God, what kind of heart do I have before God?
而是责任是在我们每一个人自己的身上，我们必须在神的面前来查验自己的心，来问说到底我有的是怎么样的一个心态，我是怎么样的来领受。
And God says, you can know what kind of heart you have right now before him.
那神告诉我们说就是你可以知道你自己是用怎样的心态来领受的，你在他面前你自己知道。
And it has to do with God's word.
那这是与神的道是息息相关的。
Because the seed, the Bible tells us in verse 11, is the word of God.
因为圣经在第十一节告诉我们说种子就是神的道。
And so when the word of God is preached,And it is heard by you, it now touches your heart. What you do with the word of God will reveal the kind of heart that you have.
那因此当神的道被传讲出去的时候，那你听到了，而且它就是进入你的心，那到底你是怎么样的来领受呢？
There are four kinds.
有四个方式。
The first kind is found in verse 5.
那第一个方面第一种的心态是在第五节。
Jesus described this as the wayside.
耶稣把它称为是落在路旁的。
Now imagine in your mind a flat piece of ground.
你在哪里设想说有一个平坦的地。
There is no machinery.
然后他们没有用任何的机械。
And so the farmer will walk along certain parts of this piece of ground that he is sowing on.
那农夫就在他所要撒种的这田地就走在这地面的某一个部分。
And this wayside is the path that the farmer has been walking on for a season of time.
那这路旁就是指的是这农夫他已经在这个路径上走了许多是的，这个地方。
He had walked on it for a season of time. The ground there is very hard. It's hardened.
那因此他已经走了许多时候了，一段时间了。那因此那些的部分是比较硬的。
The way the farmer sowed in those days was to grab a handful of seed and then he will throw the seeds.
那当时候他们农夫是这样子做的他们来撒种的时候他们就是用手抓了一把种子就这样撒开。
And some of these seeds will fall on this wayside, trodden hard ground.
那有一些这些的种子就落在这些脚踏过的比较硬的土地上。
And Jesus said, because the seed fell on this wayside, it's on the surface, the birds will come and the birds will eat up the seed happily.
那耶稣就告诉我们说，因为这种子是落在这些的路旁的地方，那么因此飞鸟看到了他们就欢喜快乐的来把它吃了。
The second type of ground, verse 6.
第二种的心态就是在第六节，让我们看到。
It fell upon a rock.
就落在磐石上。
It's not that the rock is on the surface, the rock is just beneath the surface of the ground.
那这些的磐石不是在地面以上，而是在刚好就是在地面刚巧是在地面的底下。
It had a thin layer of soil.
那上面覆盖着很浅的土。
It looks good on the surface.
在表面上看来是很好的。
And so the seed fell on this rocky ground.
那因此那种子就落在这些有磐石的土地上。
You even can see the seed begin to grow out of the ground like a seedling.
然后就甚至看到说那种子已经开始在那里发芽生长了。
But because underneath the soil is a rock, the roots of this seedling could not grip onto the soil.
那因为在这浅土底下是磐石，那因着这样那所发的苗的那个根不能够生长进入这个磐石。
And therefore it lacks moisture,When the sun beat on it, the little seedling dried up and withered away and died off.
那因着这样，那么它就不能够生路。那么当太阳出来的时候，这些的幼苗就被晒干了。
And the third fell on thorny ground.
那第三方面的是这三个心态是说到说落在这荆棘土里。
The soil around this thorny bush.Is rich and good.
那这些荆棘的所生长的这土壤是肥沃的。
And the seed begins to grow.
那因此种子就开始成长了。
It grows and grows and grows.
然后它成长，它继续的成长。
And it grew taller than the second rocky ground seed.
那它成长起来呢，更比之前所说的落在磐石上的那些种子长得更高。
But because it grew among the thorns, it did not have enough nutrients, and therefore it was not able to bear any fruit, and it was choked by the thorns.
那因此它就是生长起来，它因此它所生长的地方是有这些荆棘，那么它所能够吸收到的养分不足，那之后它也被这些的经济给挤住了。
The fourth type of ground describing the fourth kind of heart is known as the good ground.
那第四个土壤是指到说那好土在好土上的这个心态。
And very soon it will spring forth and it will bear 100-fold fruit.
很快的就生长起来，那它要结实成百倍。
So there are four kinds of heart condition, God says.
神告诉我们说有四种的心态。
The wayside heart,
路旁的。
The stony heart,
磐石上的。
The thorny heart,
那荆棘里。
And the good heart,
还有那好土。
Which one is yours?
你所拥有的是哪一个呢？
Now God is asking all of us this question, including myself.
那神在这里是问我们每一个人，也包括我这个问我们这个问题。
This is God's word.
这是神的道。
Not the word of the church, not of man.
不是教会的话语，不是人的话语。
Please note that nothing wrong with the seed, the word of God.
要注意的就是这个种子本身没有问题，因为它是神的道。
Verse 9 and verse 10 describe for us the nature of the word of God.
那第九和第十节就为我们描述这神的话语的属性。
Because the disciples could not understand what this parable meant, and so they came and they asked the Lord Jesus Christ, please explain.
那因为门徒他不能够明白这比喻到底是什么意思，因此他们就来到耶稣跟前，求耶稣来为他们解释。
You may ask, if they had already heard Jesus Christ the first time in Matthew, why do they have to ask again?
那你可能要问的就是说，如果他们已经听过了，就像在马太福音所讲的那一次，他们已经听过了，为什么他们还问呢？
Just like all of us, we forget.
就像我们每一个人一样，我们都会遗忘啊。
And so they came and asked the Lord, and the Lord explained to them, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand.
那因此主耶稣就为他们来解答他们的疑问啊。主耶稣就说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，至于别人，就用比喻叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。
The word of God is a double-edged sword.
神的话语是两刃的剑。
You want to know whether the person is a believer or not a believer, you look at him in relation to God's word.
那你如果要看一个人到底他是个信徒还是个非信徒，那你就看他跟就是他怎样的看待神的道就可以知道了。
To one group, God says, they will understand God's word and they will obey God's word.
那其中的一群，那神说他们会明白神的道，而且他们会遵行神的道。
Because the word given to know, the word know there is experiential knowledge.
那因为这里所说的知道啊，就是那话，神的道是要让他们知道，那这知道是指着经历啊，靠着经历来经个人的经历来了解来明白。
They experience the mysteries of the kingdom of God in them. They know.Right now on this earth, the kingdom of God that is in heaven.
他们是亲身的经历跟神的国，这个时候就是在地面上神的国。
But to those who do not experience it, it will be the other double-edged sword and it will cut them.
那如果是对于那些他们不明白的，那他们就这正是这两刃的道的另外一刃。
In other words, even though there are four kinds of hearts, God says there is only one that is acceptable to Him.
换句话说，虽然是有四种的心态，但是神告诉我们说，只有一种是他所能够悦纳的。
That means there are three of them God says, I will not accept, I will reject.
也就是说有三种的心态是神说我不能够接纳的。
Verse 11 to verse 15 will reveal the meaning of the four kinds of heart.
那第11到第15节就为我们来解释这四个心态的意义。
So Jesus now will explain to the disciples who came to find out the meaning.
那因此耶稣就在这时候就向那些来向他讨问的门徒来解释这番。
Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved.
那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来。从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。
When you hear the word of God, please note, the devil is also very much present.
当我们听神的道的时候，让我们注意到一件事情，就是魔鬼也在那里工作。
For example, when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached to you,
那举个例子说，那如果人向你传讲耶稣基督的福音的时候，
The gospel says, you and I are born in sin.
那福音告诉我说，你我都生在罪中。
And once we are old enough, we commit many sins.
当我们成长到一个年龄的时候，我们就犯了许多的罪。
And you know that God's word is true when it describes our beginning.
那你也知道说神的话语 是真实的，当他描述我们的开始的时候。
Because you can see that in the children's lives.
因为你能够看到孩子们的，从孩子们身上看到这些。
Even when they are 3, 4, and 5 years old, they already exhibit a sinful nature.
即使是他们的三四岁的时候，你都可以看出他们所显露出来的罪性。
And then when you are grown up, you know that you have lied before, you have committed the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
那如果你已经成长到了成长的成年的年龄的时候，你也自己知道说你也犯了许多的罪，你犯了那眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲，还有今生骄傲的这些罪。
And God says, I want you to know that if you die in your sin in this state and condition, you will end up in hell.
那神要告诉我们，我要让你知道，如果你是这样的情况而死的话，那你最终就是要落入地狱里。
God tells us this because He loved us.
神告诉我们是这些，是因为他爱我们。
He doesn't want us to find out after we die because then you'll be too late. You can't get out of hell.
他不要我们等到死了之后，然后掉入地狱的时候才发现这些，那就太迟了。
And that's why He gave us His word.
那因此他把他的道赐给我们。
And then He wants us to realize that we are in this state of condemnation and bankruptness in our soul.
那他要我们理解，我们是处在这样的一个状态，我们是这样的败坏，真的是一无是处。
If the message of God stops there, then it is a bad message. It's not the good news.
那如果神的话只停留在到那里的话，那就不是一个好的消息。那是一个坏的消息。
We thank God that God did something to help us out of this state of condemnation.
我们感谢神，因为神做了一些事情，让我们能够从这样的一个败坏的光景里面脱离出来。
He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to become a man to die for you and me.
他差派了他独生爱子，主耶稣基督成为人，来为你我来死。
He doesn't want to see any sinner die in his sin.
神不愿意看到任何的罪人死在他的罪中。
Because God does not delight to send anyone to hell.
因为神并不愿意把任何人丢到地狱里去。
And so because of His love for you and me, He sent His only begotten Son to become a man so that He can die for mankind, which He did.
那因着他的爱，他就差派了他的独生爱子耶稣基督，让他来成为人，来为人的罪来死。他就做了这件事。
And so Jesus Christ came and walked on this earth and lived a perfect life in accordance to God's word on your behalf and on my behalf.
那因此耶稣基督就来到这地面上，他也就是完全的遵循了神的话语。然后也为你我来死。
And He obeyed God's word for you and for me perfectly.
他为你我完完全全的来遵循了神的道。
Without sin.
没有任何的罪。
And then finally at the last moment, He was betrayed, He was persecuted, and He was crucified to be punished because of your sins and my sins.
那到最后的时候，那他被卖，被出卖，那他也受苦，然后最后他也为着你我的罪来被钉死在十字架上。
God saw what they did to His only begotten Son Jesus Christ as He hung on the cross.
那神看到这些人怎么样的来对待他的独生爱子耶稣基督，他看到他悬挂在十字架上。
But He did nothing to deliver Jesus Christ from the cross.
然后他却没有做任何的事情让耶稣基督能够从十字架上下来。
Because of His love for you and for me, He did not do anything and He let His only begotten Son Jesus Christ die. Now, for your sins and for my sins.
就因着你我，因着你我，神不为他的独生爱子来做任何的事情，让他就这样死在十字架上，为着你我的罪来死。
Because in order to save you and me, somebody has to die in our place, or else we have to die for our own sin.
因为如果要拯救你我的话，要有一位来代替你我来死，要不然我们就得为我们自己的罪来死。
Because God is not only the God of love, but He's also the God of holiness and justice.
因为神不只是一个慈爱的神，一位慈爱的神，他也是那公义、那圣洁的神。
The justice of God demands punishment for wrongdoing.
那公义，神的公义就要求，就是要罪有那相应的刑罚。
And God accepted what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me as fully complete by raising him from the dead.
那而神也接受了耶稣基督为你我所做的这一切，那作为是那是完完全全就是完全完整的，那他就让耶稣基督从死里来复活。
Now, all you need to do is to sincerely with all your heart accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior upon a confession and repentance of your sin.
那你我只要做的就是让我们都真的是真真实实的在心里面来接受耶稣基督，让我们悔改，来承认我们的罪，悔改来归向他。
And you cry to God and say that I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin and I accept him as my Lord and as my Savior. Forgive me, O God.
你也向神来哭诉说，我知道耶稣基督是为着我的罪来死在十字架上，那我承认自己的罪，让神来接纳我们。
He took my punishment on my behalf, and you have accepted what he has done for me by raising him from the dead for my justification.
他替我来偿还这罪债，他替我接着他死在十字架上来替我偿还这罪债。你接纳他所做的使我能够称义。
Now this is the gospel seed that has just been given to you.
那这是那福音的种子，那已经刚就是被人把它传讲，让你知道。
It has now fallen into your heart.
而这时候就落在你的心田里。
What are you doing with this gospel seed?
那你是怎么样的来对待这福音的种子呢？
Is it like the first type of ground described in verse 12?
那是不是在第十二节里面所描述的这第一种土地呢？
You don't care for it.
你就是不在乎。
You don't believe in it.
你不相信。
You think that you are good enough to go to heaven yourself.
你认为你自己是一个好人，是足以让你能够上天堂。
You don't believe in hell.
你不相信，你不相信地。
You don't believe in the love of God.
你不相信神的爱。
Then your heart is like this wayside ground.
那你的心就像这路旁的这些土地。
And if you respond like this, the devil has just taken the seed away from your heart.
那如果你的反应是这样的话呢？魔鬼就把这种子从你心里给夺去了。
So that he will not allow you to believe and be saved.
那他就不让你能够来相信来得救。
Don't let that happen, dear friend.
朋友们，不要让这样的事情来发生。
If you have listened to the gospel before and that had been your experience, it can still be changed.
那如果你曾经听过福音，那是你曾有的那反应，那是可以改变的。
Let the seed fall into your heart.
让那种子真的是落入你的心里。
But do not allow the surface of your heart to be just a thin layer of soil.
而不要让那这你的心田是像那浅土一样。
Because verse 13 describes the second type of heart.
因为第十三节就让我们为我们描述那第二类的心态。
It is the rocky heart.
那是那磐石。
Or they hear the word.
那他们听到那道。
Or they even receive the word with joy. They say amen to the word. I believe in Christ as my Lord, as my Savior.
那他们甚至是领受了那道欢喜快乐的说 amen.
They can write the testimony of salvation.
甚至是写了那得救的见证。
They can walk out the church happy and with a warm feeling in their heart.
离开教堂的时候心里还火热的还欢喜快乐。
Because they agreed with what God said as far as their mind was concerned.
因为他们的心思跟神所说的话是一致的。
But then Jesus said, they have no root.
耶稣说他们是没有根的。
For they believe only a short while.
因为他们只是暂时相信。
What does that mean?
那什么意思呢？
It means that in time of temptation, they fall away.
那意思就是说，当他们面对试探的时候，他们就会后退了。
This temptation means the adversities of life. It includes persecution.
那这试探就是包括就是说到说生活中的一些苦楚，包括逼迫。
If I believe in Jesus Christ and it causes me to lose my job, I don't want to believe anymore.
如果我相信耶稣基督，而我就失去了我的职业，那我不要再相信了。
If my father and mother threaten me with kicking me off the house, I don't want to believe anymore.
如果我的父母就是威胁我要把我赶出家门，我就不要相信了。
If I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and I still get cancer, I don't want to believe anymore.
如果我相信耶稣基督，我仍然还是罹患了癌症，那我就不要相信了。
They believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for all the wrong reasons.
他们是为着那错误的理由来相信耶稣。
They believe in Christ thinking that they're going to have a very comfortable life.
他们相信耶稣基督是因为他们认为说他们将会有一个美好的生活。
They want a life of no suffering when they believe in Christ.
他们想要就是相信耶稣基督来过一个没有痛苦的生活。
Is this your heart?
你是不是这样子想呢？
You could have gone through basic Bible knowledge classes and be baptized in the church.
你甚至是可能就是上过了慕道班，甚至是在教会里面领受了洗礼。
But God looks at our heart and he sees beyond the external behaviors.
当然神看我们的心，他是不只看外表，是看入内心。
He knows whether your heart and my heart has only a good thin layer of surface soil and underneath is rock.
他看到你我的心只有那前途里面内心深入一点就是那磐石。
It will be seen when you face adversities as a Christian.
这些都会当你在面对一些苦楚的时候就显露出来。
The third kind of heart.
第三种的心态。
Verse 14 says, the thorny heart.
第十四节说是荆棘。
They are very much like the second type of heart, where they heard the word and they are very happy to receive God's word.
那这和十三节的第二种心态是很类似的。当他们听到神的道的时候，他们欢喜快乐的领受。
And then they go out into the world.
然后之后他们就回到世界去。
The second type, they face adversities, persecution, they give up.
那第二类呢，当他们遇到苦楚，他们遇到逼迫，他们就放弃了。
But the third kind is different.
那第三类是不同的。
It's not persecution that they face,but the cares of the world and the riches of the world.
那他们所面对的不是那逼迫，那而他们所面对的是这今生的势力、钱财。
What are the cares of the world?
那今生的势力是什么呢？
They are not wrong in themselves.
那这些本身是没有错的。
Family life,
家庭生活。
Family responsibilities like bringing up children.
家庭的责任就像养育把儿女养育长大。
Living in Singapore, we as parents have the responsibilities of providing for a home.
我们活在新加坡，我们身为父母的，我们就是有这样的一个责任来为我们的家庭来就是赚取来供应。
I don't know how expensive that can be.
我不知道是这需要多少的钱。
And we also know the cares and burdens of bringing up children.
我们也知道要就是养育孩子儿女是那重担是。
The education system is a pressure cooker society.
那重担是大的，而且我们的这个教育制度就像是一个气压锅。
And so we allow all these family burdens to choke away our obedience to God's word.
那因此我们就容许这些家庭的这些责任就是让我们被挤住了我们所听的道被挤住了。
On top of that, we have the problem of riches and the pleasures of this life.
那在那之上还有那厌乐就是今生的这些享受。
We are surrounded by people who seem to have no problem because they have so much money.
因为我们周遭的人都好像没有什么问题的，因为他们大有钱财。
We struggle with paying for our housing board flat, and these colleagues of mine are living in big bungalows.
然后我们住在租屋里面啊，我们都为着我们的消费来挣扎。我的同事这些同事们，他们却住在洋房。
And they give us the impression that if I have a multi-million dollar bank account, all my cares and problems will be solved.
然后却给我有这样的一个印象啊，只要我在银行户头里面有千百万的钱财，那可能我的问题就会被解决了。
We all know how attractive wealth is, riches are.
我们都知道钱财的吸引力是何等的大。
Because it provides us the pleasures of life.
因为它会带给我们就是生活的享受。
You can go on many holidays.
你能够常常去度假旅游。
All kinds of holidays.
各样的旅游。
From climbing mountains.
就是去爬山。
To playing golf.
去打高尔夫球。
Scuba diving, right? Don't forget scuba diving.
去潜水。
And now they might also include bungee jumping. Coming to Singapore, I was told.
现在他们也加上是绑颈跳。
Some even want to try parachuting.
可能有些人要尝试跳伞。
All these cost money.
那这些都需要付钱的。
But they are very pleasurable.
但是这些都是很好的享受。
Because only the elite,The rich people can enjoy this kind of life.
因为只有那些精英，只有那些有钱的人能够来享受这样的生活。
And so this mortal body of ours is very attracted to this kind of things.
因此我们这个会死的身体是很被这些来吸引的。
And therefore, it did not bring forth any fruit.
因此它就不能够结任何的果子了。
But we accept God's word with our head.
我们却用我们 的头脑来领受神的道。
But it is not translated into obedience.
却不能够化为一个遵行。
We only pay God lip service, like the second type of ground.
然后我们只是用我们的嘴唇来回应神，就像第二类的土地。
Verse 15 describes the good ground.
第15节就描述了好土。
Now, any farmer would be able to recognize the good ground.
任何的农夫都会懂得怎么样来辨认什么是好土。
You look at the soil and you can tell that this is good ground.
你看到那土壤你就知道这是好土。
You just dig it a bit and you find that it has very good soil, soft, dark, very good soil deep down into this ground.
那你只要稍微也挖掘，你就发现说里面底下是软而且是深色的是很好的土壤。
It is a goodness that can be seen.
这样的一个好是能够用肉眼看得见的。
And then when the seed drop into this kind of good heart,
那当这种子就落入这样的这些好的心田。
And the Bible described this heart as honest and good heart.
那圣经就描述说这样的心田是诚实良善的。
Now, for your information, the word honest is exactly the same as the word good ground. The word good in the word good ground.
就是大家要知道的就是，这里所说的这诚实就是同样的这个在好土这个好它是同样的一个字根。
So it has the idea of honest. It has the idea of good to look at.
那他是有这样的一个就是概这样的一个意念就是说他是看来是好而且是诚实的。
But the word good that qualifies the word heart is another word.
但那个善良的心是善良是另外一个字。
This word good has the idea of not just good to look at,But it also bears fruit and it is beneficial to others.
那这个好，这个良善所带出来的意义呢，不只是说看为好，而且是能够来结果子的，能够带给其他人 益处的。
So combine the two ideas together, you have good to look at and good for the benefit of others.
那你把两者合在一起啊，它就让你看到说这样的一个好是真的不但是看来好，而且是能够把好处带给其他的人。
What does this kind of heart have that the other three does not have?
那到底这种的心田哪一些好是其他三种心田所没有的呢？
The Bible says that this good heart heard the word like the other three.
那圣经是说到说这个好的心田他也听到那道就像其他三个。
That means the word of God like the seed fell on this ground just like it fell on the other three types of heart.
也就是说神的道落入这样的一个心，就像他落入其他三前面所说的那三种一样。
But that's the only similarity.
那是唯一的相似。
But next description makes a world of difference.
那接下来的描述就使到这他与其他的有天渊之别。
The word translated here is the English word. It keeps the word.
那在这里说。翻译出来的就是说到说他持守着。
This word keep has the idea of holding fast and never let go.
那意思就是说他抓住了也不放松。
That means this seed will fall deep into the ground and then it will bear roots and then the roots will grip the soil right to the very depth and then it will begin to grow out of the ground into a fruitful plant.
那也就是说那种子的落入这泥土里面那它就会生根那根就深入这泥土扎根就是这样的然后那植物就继续的成长。
When temptations come, it remains firm and strong, it will not die.
当试探来临的时候它仍然是那样的稳固它任何的刚强它不会死亡。
When the cares of the world come, they will continue to grow strong and will not allow it to be choked at all.
那当这今生的势力来到的时候他们仍然还是会成长而不让这些的荆棘来挤住。
And they will bring forth fruit with patience.
而且他们会在就是并且是忍耐着来结实。
They will endure all the challenges of life and they will keep on bearing fruit after fruit after fruit.
那他们会忍受这生命中的各样的这些挑战苦楚而继续的来成长继续的来结实一直不断的结实。
Your life must benefit others in the spiritual sense.
你的生命必须在属灵的方面来带给人益处。
So which kind of heart do you have?
你到底有哪一类的心田呢？
Three are rejected by God.
三种是神所拒绝的。
Only the good ground, the good heart, an honest heart that keeps the word of God that will continue to bear fruit with patience is acceptable to God.
唯有那好土那好的心田那他接受神的话语持守神的话语继续的成长来结果子的是神所接纳的。
We know that the fruit here would include the fruit of the Spirit.
然后我们知道说在这里所结的果子是包括圣灵所结的果子。
Because the transformation and the change will be from within the heart.
因为这样的一个转变这样的一个改变是从内心深处改变出来的。
The person who hears the word of God and the word of God will change him. His mind will change. His heart will change. And therefore, his words will change.
那一个领受了神的道的人他是会改变的。他的心思他的内心都会改变。他甚至他说的言论也改变了。
His speech will bless the lives of others.
他所说的话将会带给其他人福气。
He will give words of wisdom to help people find the truth and the right way to live.
他会会向人来传讲那有智慧的道智慧的言语让人能够找到生命。
Because he has the word of God in him.
因为他有神的道在他里面。
And then his deeds with his hands will be different.
而他手所做的工也不一样了。
He will be very helpful and generous.
他将是非常乐于帮助人。
With his time and with his substance and with his energy.
然后他用他所有的时间，用他所有的物质以及他的精力来帮人。
He expects nothing in return. He just simply wants to help.
他只愿意来帮助人，他并不要求任何的回应。
Like a tree that bears fruit, please pluck the fruit and eat them.
就像那结果子的树一样你去采这果子来吃吧。
In other words, he will do good works.
那换句话说，他会行善功。
And then his feet will bring him to the right people and the right places to do all the good works and to say all the right words.
而他的脚会带他进入所有的人群当中来说那正确的话，做那正确的事。
He will point people to the Lord Jesus Christ, in other words.
他会把，换句话说，他会把人来指向耶稣基督。
What kind of heart do you have?
你有哪一类的心呢？
Jesus says, listen to the word of God carefully.
那耶稣基督说，我们仔细地来听神的话。
Because you know within your own heart,What kind of heart condition you have before God?
因为你知道你自己的内心，你在神的面前是有哪一类的心田。
And so tonight, what kind of heart do you have right now?
因此今晚，你到底你有怎么样的心田呢？
Before you go to sleep, answer the question between you and your God.
在你上床睡觉之前让我们就来问神，在神的面前来查问。
This will be the first night of our camp.
这是我们这个营会的第一个晚上。
But whatever heart condition you have, as you listen to God's word throughout the camp, as you communicate and fellowship with others around you, please, on the last night of the camp, please make sure that your heart is the good heart, the good ground.
无论你这时候有的是什么样的一个心态，怎样的一个心田，当我们经过这一周的营会，我们听神的话语，我们与周围的人来团契交通的时候，让我们确保，让我们就是确保我们在营会结束的时候，我们的心是那属于那良好的土地，那好土，那能够那个好的徒弟来领受神道。
Because God says, I do not want anyone to die in sin and end up in hell.
因为神说，我不愿意有任何人，就是死在他的最终掉入地狱里。
Only in Christ Jesus can your heart become a good heart.
唯有是在耶稣基督里。你的心才能够成为那好的心。
Because anyone who truly accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior, he cannot not bear fruit a hundredfold.
因为任何人如果他已经接受了耶稣基督为他个人的救主的话，他是不可能不来结果子结果子百倍。
Because that is the power of the word of God, the good seed.
那因为那是神话语的力量，那是好的种子。
All your relationships in life will be changed.
你的生命当中的各样的关系都会改变。
You can't help it.
你是没有办法抗拒的。
And we all have many different relationships.
而我们每个人都有不同的关系。
The first is a relationship with God's word. You will begin to understand God's word and love God's word and obey it with happiness and joy in your heart.
那首先是你跟神话语的关系，那你就会开始来喜爱神的话语，你会愿意来听，来领受，在从心里面来领受他的话。
Whatever the word of God says, you will obey your heavenly Father.
那无论神的话语是怎么说，你都会愿意来服从你在天上的父。
And then your relationship with God will also change.
而接下来你跟神的关系也会改变。
Now you can pray to Him. You can learn to give to Him.
那这样你可以来向他祷告，你也能够学习怎么样的来来奉献给他。
Your relationship with possessions will change.
而你跟你的你所拥有的事物的关系也改变了。
You will now love God and no longer love mammon.
你这时候就会爱神，那你就不再爱马门了。
You will now seek God and no longer seek Mammon.
那你会来追寻神，而不是来追寻马门了。
And finally, your relationship with people will change.
那最后，你跟人的关系也改变了。
Husband-wife relationship, parent-child relationship, friend with friend, as well as your enemies, all will be changed because that's the power of the seed, the word of God.
夫妻的关系，父子，父母子女的关系。朋友与朋友之间，甚至是你跟你的仇敌的关系都改变了，因为这是神话语的力量。
Because the Bible says, remember the good ground is the one where the seed will fall into it, and it will hold fast the seed that is the word of God and never let go.
那因为圣经说，那好土是会就是接纳，那落在那种子接落下去的时候，它是会接纳。而且他会持守，他不会放弃。
And give it time, little by little, little by little, with patience. Your lives will be transformed, and it will take an entire lifetime because it will keep on transforming again and again and again.
那随着时间，那他会慢慢的改变，那就是逐步的改变。那这样的改变，就是甚至是要从一生啊，就是来改变。
Because as you live on this earth for Christ, the world will continue to try to fashion you and change you by its forces and attraction.
因为你如果要为耶稣基督来做来活的话，这世界是会用各样的方法来。就是来攻击你，来吸引你。
But the word of God inside of you will continue to shield you and protect you and will resist the force of the world trying to change you to become like the world, where the word of God wants you to be like Christ.
那当神的话语在你心里面，就会给你力量来抗拒这世界的这些力量，而因为世界是要改变你，要同化你，而你却有这力量，不受这些的影响，继续活向主。
And so in conclusion, the Lord, let Jesus Christ come into your heart right now.
那如果你还不是的话，现在就让耶稣基督来进入你心中。
You do not have to allow your heart to be the thorny ground or the stony ground or the wayside.
那你不需要让你的心田仍然停留在那就是路旁的泥土一样，或者是磐石啊，或者是荆棘的泥土上那样。
God says, "Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have."
那神的话语这样说。所以你们应当小心怎么样的听，因为凡有的还要加给他，没有的连他自以为有的也要夺去。
While you are still alive, while you still have the word of God in front of you, while you still can hear the word of God, don't reject the truth.
当你仍然活着的时候，当你仍然有神的话语来让你听见的时候，让我们不要拒绝这真理。
One day, all these will be taken away from us.
因为有一天，这一切都会从我们这里挪去。
And that day will be the day of death.
那一天就是我们死亡的日子。
But if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, then keep on holding on to Christ and let the light of Christ shine brightly in your life to the people around you.
如果你已经接受了耶稣基督，那让这个道继续。就是继续持守着这个道，让你的生命能够继续来为耶稣基督来发亮光，让你周围的人来看。
Because your life can be a great blessing to the people around you.
因为你的生命将会带给你周遭的人许多的福气。
Not temporal blessing, but spiritual and eternal blessing for Christ.
那不是暂时的这个福气，而是那属灵。那永恒的福气是在基督里。
The theme of the camp is receiving the word of God.
我们这营会的主题是领受神的道。
Let us receive the word of God with our heart, not just with our ears.
让我们用我们的心来领受神的道，而不只是用我们的耳朵。
Let us pray that God will give to all of us a good heart.
我们来就是来祷告求神赐给我们都有一个好的心田。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典，满有慈爱的圣天父。
We thank thee, Lord, once again for this camp that you have made possible for thy people.
我们要再一次为着你所赐给我们的这个营会，赐给你子民的营会来感谢你。
We thank thee, Lord, for every camper whom you have gathered together in this camp.
我们要为着每一个你已召集来参加这营会的每一个人来感谢你。
Like the multitude who heard the parable of Jesus Christ, help us, O Lord, to know what kind of heart we have before thee.
就像那就是聚集在耶稣面前的这许多的群众一样，求主帮助我们来查验，来知道我们自己到底是存有怎么样的一个心态。
As the word of God is proclaimed throughout this camp, we pray, O Lord, for thy Holy Spirit to work a mighty work in the heart of every one of us.
当着主你的话语在这个营会被传讲开来的时候，我们求主让你的话语说真的是产生了极大的力量。
Grant to all of us, O Lord, a good heart.
主啊，让求主赐给我们每一个人都有那好的心田。
When we hear the word of God, may we keep it.
当我们听到神的道的时候，愿我们都能够把它持守着。
And may our lives be transformed, bearing much fruit with patience.
好像我们的生命能够改变，也能够来结许多的果子。
Not only for the moment, but for all the days of our lives until we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face.
忍受着来结果子，不只是在一时之间，而是在我们的这直到我们终身，直到我们见主面为止。
Bless every camper, Lord, from the youngest to the oldest.
求主赐福给我们每一个参与这个营会的每一个弟兄姐妹，从最小的到最老的。
And may the power of the word of God be experienced by everyone.
愿神的话语的能力都能够就是每一个人都能够来经历来领受到。
Transform our hearts, O Lord, for Jesus' sake.
求主来改变，借着耶稣基督来改变我们的心思。
Sanctify thy people by thy truth, for thy word is truth.
求主用你的真道来洁净你的子民，因为你的真道就是真理。
Hear our cry, O Lord, for Jesus' sake.
求主垂听我们的祈求。
In Jesus' name we give thanks and pray.
为着耶稣基督的缘故，我们奉靠耶稣基督的圣名来感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.